Warning, the following podcast contains explicit language which may be offensive to some viewers and or inappropriate for children. The content within this podcast is intended for mature audiences only.
Hi, this is David Howard Thornton, but you might know me as Art the Clown from the movie Terrifier, and you're listening to the Night of the Living Dreads podcast. Kill you later.
I'm not really sure what's going on. I don't really know what's going on. Everything is good now. Episode 109 of the Night of the Living Dreads podcast must be cursed. Would you say so, Mrs. Dreads? That was quite weird.
That was weird.
What happened? I tried to on the Rodecaster take and hit record. I mean, it took. I think that was our second or third take.
Third take.
Damn.
And it finally went through.
Crazy.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on, Mrs. Dreads. How are you?
I'm good.
Awesome. We have, of course, Jack L. Monkey. All right. There you go. My goodness. How you guys doing? Is it hot there in the good old Lone Star State, my friend?
No, it's hotter than shit, man. But
how hot is it getting? I'm seeing 108, like in the 110s in some places.
I'm sure probably like way down south, I'm sure, and even like if you put in like what the hell is the real feel or whatever, like what it actually feels like outside. I don't fucking know. It's like just quit being a pussy. It's not 200 degrees outside. It's only 108.
Only.
It's only 108. That's it.
Well, like that fucking dude off the Indiana Jones movie where his fucking skin is just melting off. Ah!
Right. Exactly.
Good fucking Lord.
So what's it been like there? Did you already say that?
No.
Like right around he hadn't said it yet. What's it been on the average the past few days?
95, 96-ish.
Okay. Yeah.
So I mean
I guess it's going to be a dick move to tell him what me and Mrs. Dreads have been dealing with. Today, it was a cool 70. Most of the day was between 65 and 70. But here in Ohio, we tend to get all four seasons in the matter of a week. Well, I think we got a polar vortex, I think, coming the end of the weekend. And the following weekend, bam, 80 degrees. Yeah. That's all you can say. I know, we're suffering down here. We actually had to turn our AC off and open the windows.
It actually wasn't too bad today. We actually had our windows open and all that today. I mean, so it wasn't too bad.
Okay. All right.
Wasn't too bad.
All right.
But, I mean, it wasn't no fucking 95 like it has been, but.
Well, that's always good. Of course, we missed last week's show. My surgery got postponed. We decided not to do a show that week, last week.
Yeah.
We have to do one this week. Continue the Universal Monsters. We're talking The Bride of Frankenstein tonight. And that is actually one of Is it her favorite, Abigail, your daughter?
Well, she likes it a lot, but I think that her favorite, like as far as like the old school horror movies go,
mm-hmm.
is Brides of Dracula.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. I think we did make mention of that. Please go back and check all the, you know, past audio podcasts over there, Night of the Living Dredge, Dreads with No A.
No A.com.
And you can listen to all the podcasts there. Of course, I'm going to give NLD's shout outs, and I'm going to hand it over to you, my friend. it's been a minute, man. It seems weird.
Yeah, right? No shit, right?
It does, because we've done a few lives, like I'm getting ready to mention. Of course, NLD, these two mugs, and yes, Mrs. Dreads off camera, the spooky voice behind the camera. Hey, you can catch us all, right? You can catch us all over there at Scurry Face. Scurry Face exclusive. Scurry Face on Facebook. A Scurry Facebook.
Scurry Facebook.
See what I did there?
Is that like the Necronomicon?
Kind of.
I mean, damn.
I don't know. If you don't know a whole lot about Scurry Face, get your asses over there to scurryface.com. And learn about it. Scare actor, haunt actor, collective. Get over there. Just do it. And we broadcast live on video if you need to see our mugs and watch the shit storm come in.
Unfold.
Unfold, right.
Before your very eyes.
Before your very eyes. Absolutely. You can do that over there at Scurry Face, the Facebook page. Like, follow, get the notifications, because you will get them about that face. Scurry Face presents Night of Living Dreads. And if that just wasn't enough, who needs more of this? Well, apparently some people. So we are also a Psycho Bunny Death Cult exclusive Sunday.
Psycho Bunny.
Psycho. I know, right? And NLD, yes, we're going by a little bit different name over there. The Psycho Social Hour. Psycho Social. That's right. Seven.
Can't get flagged for that one.
No, you may.
I didn't use the actual song.
I know, we can't. Well, this is the audio, so we can't. But you may sometimes be able to check out this podcast live. I know. Why are you laughing at me, man? That was for dramatic effect, dude.
Dun, dun, dun.
I know, right? I don't have this sound effect, so I have to do it my voice, man. What the fuck, dude?
Yeah, dude.
Right. I don't even understand what's happening right now. But anyway, yes, don't forget, NLD, you can see Scurry Face exclusive. Go to Scurry Face Facebook page, scurryface.com as well. Why am I pointing at the camera like I'm talking to people? I'm doing it, man. Of course, Psycho Bunny Death Cult. Over there on Facebook, and you will also see us there Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Psycho Social Hour. Psycho Social. Why you see Jody is it's I don't know. All right, Jackal Monkey, you got. You got
all kinds of
shout outs, man. I'm looking forward to this one. Let's start of course, Nightmare Ninja Studios.
Nightmare Ninja Studios. I make all kinds of custom masks, a whole lot of Friday the 13th inspired stuff. a lot of hockey masks. I do a lot of Hannibal Lecter masks, custom latex pieces, all sorts of awesome stuff. So, I mean, if you need a custom mask made, hit me up and we'll make your nightmares become a reality. But
speaking of your mask,
they're on sale. Here local at a local oddity store called Skellington Curiosities here in Waco, Texas. So if you guys are in the Waco, Texas area, come on and swing by. And then they also have monthly markets with a bunch of other kind of really cool vendors that sell all kinds of different spooky stuff. I mean, people with wet specimens, skulls, all kinds of stuff. Like
wet specimen?
Yes, wet specimens, like things in jars.
Okay. Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, like pig fetuses and such.
Oh, okay.
You know, all kinds of weird goodies. But, I mean, and that's the 27th of this month. I actually won't be there this month. We're taking the summer months off because it's just so damn hot. And with the haunt season right around the corner, I'm focusing a lot more on masks for the haunt season coming up. And also, I'm working on a couple of exclusive masks that I've reached out to some of the great people here at here in Waco at the Heart of Texas Autism Network. And we are actually doing some masks for them to wear. All of the proceeds, all the profits made from the mask sales actually go all directly to the Heart of Texas Autism Network. And it's something very near and dear to me because my daughter has autism and they do a lot of events here in Waco and they help out a lot of families with a lot of different entertainment and different stuff like that. Yeah, I mean, they're really, really, it's really good people. And my wife and I noticed that they haven't been having too many fundraisers after everything with COVID and all that. So I was like, you know what? Well, I'm gonna reach out to them and see if the only way that I know can, the only way I can, you know. So, and they were more than happy to.
And how are you helping out? Because I don't think you've mentioned it yet.
Oh,
what you're doing for Friday the 13th.
I am having some exclusive masks that will be available on Friday the 13th that, like I was saying, all of the profits made from these masks go directly to the Heart of Texas Autism Network. And I mean, it's you're helping these kids out. I mean, it's something that's, like I said, it's near and dear to my heart. I mean,
What's that mask gonna look like?
Oh, well, these right here, these are going to be hockey masks that have puzzle pieces on them, because that's like the symbol for autism is a puzzle piece. So yeah, they're going to be puzzle piece hockey masks that I'm going to put some detail into. I'm going to have a few different ones because it's not just me that's doing the masks, because my wife Sarah, she's been doing a lot of the masks with me lately.
Awesome.
And she's going to jump in and do a lot of hers, and I'm going to do my usual thing and do some that are kind of creepy, but still have, you know, the autism, you know, the autism puzzle piece on there as well. So
absolutely. And you'll be able to find, everyone will be able to find the autism mask supporting Heart of Texas Autism Network. Again, all proceeds go directly. You don't get a dime.
I don't get any money for any of this. For these puzzle piece masks. All of the money goes directly to the Heart of Texas Autism Network.
And you're gonna keep everyone updated over there at Nightmare Ninja Studios on
absolutely
Facebook.
Absolutely.
And that's
the only place to get them. So, I mean, if you go like and follow Nightmare Ninja Studios. Like I said, that's the only way to get these masks is through me. I won't be selling these in stores. These will only be available through me. So if you want them, contact me. And I've also got something really, really big planned for Christmas, too.
Yeah, I was hoping you didn't forget that. I mean, I know didn't. Tell us about, because they also probably do Heart of Texas Autism Network, probably do Christmas fundraiser.
Oh yeah, like I said, I mean they do all sorts of stuff for families all year round, you know what I mean? So and I've been kind of wanting to do something, you know, the past couple of years, you know, something to kind of give back around Christmas time and again, connecting with them and everything else, you know, it was like a perfect match, you know, pretty much. So, I mean, and what better way to, you know, around Christmas time, you know, make a Krampus mask. So I have a Krampus mask coming out soon that, again, all of the proceeds of this mask will be going to the Heart of Texas Autism Network. I won't be getting a dime for these masks. So, yeah, and again, these will only be available through Nightmare Ninja Studios. So, again, go like and follow. Like my page. Follow.
Bam. Get it.
Bam. And if you, again, if you can't get enough of my
wait,
ugly mug.
There's more.
You can, yeah, but wait, there's more. Much more. You can catch me on the Battle Haven. I have my own show every other Thursday, this Thursday being my On Thursday, where we talk about all sorts of different tabletop games. And this episode, we are talking about the Warhammer Age of Sigmar. The new edition just came out for that, so we're talking about that. And then one of my favorite characters in literature, period, Gotrek the Slayer. So, If you're definitely into Warhammer Age of Sigmar or Warhammer Fantasy, tune in for that. And that's going to be 7 Eastern, 6 Central this Thursday.
Bam. Get you some.
Get you some that.
Bam.
But, oh, I know whoever was driving that car didn't want to get them some of that.
I know.
That first little fluffer article we got.
My
Woof.
Goodness, I forgot we even had a fluffer article.
Woof! That's oof. Almost made me poop my pants.
It almost did. And that's what happened in Streetsboro, Ohio. There's a video. This was on the Ohio Turnpike. And there is a video which I will put in the description, the link, so everyone can see this. Because I think you have to. I don't think I can do this justice.
Yeah, you got to watch the damn video.
I really can't. I can't do
crazy.
My own show justice at this point.
I mean, imagine being passed by, right. You know, an ornery worker that has all kinds of lumber and shit on his truck.
Yeah.
He goes up and goes past you, and then all of a sudden, a giant, long-ass fucking board comes flying off his fucking truck.
Looked
and comes
like about
your...
a 1x8.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was huge. It was huge. Huge-ass fucking plank of wood flipping through the air, and then just slowly turning just the right way. And then, bam, right
Impales you right
through your windshield.
Exactly. Maybe we should have had a Final Destination trigger warning here.
Right.
You know, what? What? You didn't actually, Mrs. Dredd, see this, but think back to Final
It's immediately what it took me, what it made me think
not
of.
That, it's not that big of a piece of wood, but that's exactly pretty much what happened. Just the happen chance of it. Happenstance. Happen chance. See what I did there?
And it took the person out?
No. Not that I know of.
Yeah, thank goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no,
as far
no
as
injuries. Right here. No injuries reported following the harrowing incident. It was just happenstance. Yeah. I happened to look down when you asked that.
Good, I do.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of something you have to see, but apparently, according to Ohio law, this was not his load, was not strapped down properly.
Oh, shit.
So, an unsecured planks of wood flying off a truck. And here's the thing. It almost seems like a movie. It really does. Because in this video, it's from the car who gets hit. And yeah. you hear her go, "All right, well then go around me," or something of that nature. And the camera goes back and you see him pull off to the left, speed up, and she's behind a semi. And next thing you know, bam, just happenstance. Like, I mean, they're both, I don't know if it was like, it's not obviously road rage.
Right.
Because it was just, you know, it's like, loosen the straps, Gilbert.
Yeah, right. That
bitch was fucking with us.
God damn.
You know what I mean?
Hit her with the planks.
Right, yeah, walk the plank, bitch. But it just so happened, as he got up next to, almost like side by side with the semi, and she's behind the semi, two planks go, bloop, and just fly up, and one spins around a few times, and perfectly impales the windshield of this fucking car. It is the
most... That's what was crazy, was that it flipped, and the way that it fucking flipped, like, it rotated, like, perfectly just to fucking go right through that windshield. It's like, oh, it couldn't have been timed fucking better.
It couldn't have been. No. But, I mean, luckily, no one was harmed in it. Again... all of these links to this, so you can see the actual video. Because again, I can't do it justice. Nobody here that has seen this.
Oh god, go watch it. It's fucking crazy.
It's amazing. Nobody was injured.
Yeah.
You like pistachios, mm-hmm. Mrs. Dredds? Do you?
Mm-hmm.
They make your fingers all red. Aren't those the nuts?
No. What pistachios are green.
They're green, but...
You make your poop green.
They make your... pistachios make your poop green?
Oh, you can get it. You can get a pink
pistachio. If you eat enough of them, I'm sure.
You can get what?
I'm trying to remember what the... It is a pistachio, a certain type of pistachio that'll make your fingers... Because they're pink.
Yeah.
They're like a reddish color.
That's what I thought. Are they so good that maybe you would think about, I don't know, just sitting around, chilling out with your homies? Hey, I know I got a bust, 42,000 pounds of pistachios waiting to be heisted all up in this pitch. Did you ever sit around? Do you like them that much, Mrs.
No.
Dredds? Do you, Jackal Monkey? Do you like, you know?
I mean, I like them, but not that fucking
not
much.
Not that much? Well, apparently somebody did in California.
Oh, goddamn.
They did. Sheriff's office in Tulare County, California, arrested a 34-year-old man for stealing 42,000 pounds of pistachios.
That's stupid.
It's fucking insane.
I mean,
that's a fucking insane amount of fucking pistachios.
Are things that bad? All right, because things obviously couldn't have been that bad for this guy, because listen to the process and what, you know, how he did this. Obviously, he wasn't fucking hurting for money, okay? The touch Stone Pistachio Company asked police to investigate the theft last week when they noticed the missing nuts. Somebody's nuts are missing. Gone. Where'd my nuts go?
Jethro, somebody stole my nuts.
I'll be a son of a bitch. The investigation. What?
Fuck.
Oh, all right. The
they stole my nuts.
The investigators discovered that a tractor trailer containing the pistachios moved from a trucking lot in Delano, I'm pretty sure it's Delano, to another nearby lot. The shelled nuts were being moved from 2,000-pound sacks into smaller bags to be resold. Black market pistachios. When did that become a thing?
God damn.
I don't know. They are expensive.
And how did he transport this? He had to pay motherfuckers to drive the semis.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
You know, somebody's getting a kickback.
Yeah, somewhere.
So how hard, I mean, really the question of how hard up do you have to be isn't even a fucking question. It's like, how dumb are you? You have enough to pay out these. How much more do you need? It must be a bad meth addiction.
God damn.
See, that was that the perfect segue?
Oh, yeah. No shit.
Dude, it's almost like I know this what I'm bit, doing.
I don't think this meth, I think he done gave me fucking rock salt or something.
He gave me Epsom salt.
Make me all want to punch a fucking gorilla and shit.
He made me angry. What are we talking about, you may ask? Well,
and then I fucked his gun.
Putnam County. Jody, will you please look up on your phone where the hell Putman County is and just see how many... how many states you get pop up?
Putman?
Putman, yeah. P-U-T-N-O-M.
Putnam.
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 P-U-T-N-A-M. County TikTok. Sheriff's Office. On their Facebook, public notice. If you believe you were sold bad drugs, we're offering a free service to test them for you. Okay.
Somebody took him up on that offer.
Somebody did, and his name was Douglas Peter Kelly, 49 of Hawthorne. All right. See if you can figure out where the hell that one is. Found himself in a situation where he thought someone sold him the wrong illegal narcotic. On Tuesday, Kelly contacted the sheriff's office and said he purchased methamphetamine about a week earlier and had a bad reaction, quote unquote, after smoking the narcotic.
Well, guess where the fuck it is? Take a wild fucking guess.
Texas. Florida.
No.
Florida. Yep.
No, goddamn right.
The only problem is there's a bunch of them, though. There's one in Ohio.
Well, see, I put in Hawthorne and then Putnam County.
Oh, okay.
And it's in Florida.
Yep.
All right.
Fucking Florida.
There you go.
Goddamn Floridians.
I know, right? The suspect said he believed, he said he believed because of the violent reaction, quote unquote, that he got after smoking the drug.
He smoked salt.
God damn.
He was sold the wrong narcotic, he says. Is that a reason, really? I mean, how fucking high are you already?
apparently high as fuck.
On meth to go to them a week after you found you figured out you got bunk shit after a week of probably doing it. And then turn. All right. Kelly told detectives in the drug unit he wanted the substance tested because he wanted to, quote unquote, press charges on the person who sold him the wrong narcotic. In an effort,
I wanted meth and he sold me crack.
I know.
Son of a bitch. The goddamn liar.
I ain't paying meth prices for crack.
That's the right.
Crack's all 80s.
God damn.
I'm hip. in an effort to ensure the quality of the drug the suspect purchased, the detectives told Kelly if he came to the sheriff's office, they could test the narcotic he purchased. Kelly drove to the sheriff's office and handed detectives a clear, crystal-like substance wrapped in aluminum foil.
Jesus fucking Christ.
The substance field-tested positive for methamphetamine.
God damn.
But if we go back, all right, so when he said, I purchased this a week ago, he brought him new shit, like real shit.
Right.
Okay, because it said the drug Kelly intended to purchase. So he got gypped a week prior, then buys apparently from the same guy.
Takes it to the
isn't
police.
Too fucking sure about this because he was just ripped off a week prior.
Yeah, they're going to give it right back to you,
Kelly,
stupid.
Of course, yeah, Kelly, yeah, Kelly was arrested and charged with possession of methamphetamine. he was walked to the Putnam County Jail and held on $5,000 bond.
Stupid.
Jesus Christ.
And this is the fucking best part. Man. This is the best part. Remember, our detectives are always ready to assist you. or assist anyone who believes they were misled in their illegal drug purchase.
God damn. That's so fucking funny.
That is funny, right? And I guess, you know, fuck a junkie.
Hey.
I'm going to say it. I'm sorry.
Hey.
Hey, if you get better, cool. If you do some dumb shit like this, fuck you.
Yeah, yeah. No, sorry. I got Cry Me a River.
I know. I don't really have
Cry Me a River.
Yeah. I've lost friends to it, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, same here, man. So, yeah, I've got no qualms cutting the motherfucker off doing that shit.
You know what I'm saying? And that guy kind of cut himself off.
Yeah, no shit, right? God damn.
You know what I mean?
Fucking moron.
Wow.
Jesus. Never know. He could have been looking for a way to get help.
Could he?
I don't know. I think he was looking for a way to get good dope.
That's true.
Yeah.
This son bitch
already had it. He already had it.
What help?
No dope.
No
oh,
dope.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Oh yeah.
Hell yeah. This
is it was sheriff approved.
God damn. Hell yeah.
Is stamped. Approval of Putnam County Sheriff. Woo! You got some good methamphetamine right there, boy.
Hell yeah. No shit.
Wait, where was this at again? Oh,
now you get some
Florida.
Nice shiny bracelets.
Oh my goodness. All right. We're going to take a quick break. And then when we come back, we're going to talk about the Bride of Frankenstein. Is that what do you think about that, Jackal Monkey? Do you like The Bride of Frankenstein? I mean, you don't have to give us too much. You said you're pretty much a fan of the Frankenstein movies. So when we
come, I like it.
Yeah, awesome. When we come back, we are going to talk that and other things. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Bit of Misfits, Dig Up Her Bones. I thought it was kind of cool. I thought it was appropriate. You did,
hell yeah.
You did as well, Jackal Monkey. I guess they can, you know, sue us if they want to.
Hey, fuck it.
Fuck it.
Come get me, Michael Graves.
I mean, what are you going to get? You're going to get my PlayStation 4 and
right?
You know, MLB The Show 21. That's about all you're going to get. You'll get my Roadcaster, which
you can get my cat.
You can get Jackal Monkey's pussy.
Get my pussy.
But she's a whiny little bitch right now.
Right.
So you may not want that. If you're not already married.
End up bringing her back.
See what I did there? That was a very joke.
Good, dude.
Didn't work very well. Mrs. Dredge is shaking her head in disgust.
Good, dude.
And she showed me, she's eating, and no, there's no sponsorship, but she's eating Planters cheese balls. And when I said that, she showed me her cheese balls in her mouth.
Yeah, that shit was nothing but cheese.
Wow.
I don't know.
Why don't I get any of those kind of balls? I you know, oh God.
You know what it was like? It was God. Like if you've ever tried the powdered cheese and the mac and cheese.
Oh yeah, I used to eat the fuck out of that. Like spoonfuls.
That's what that was good. Like.
That's how I keep my figure.
Snort a line of mac and cheese.
No, I didn't snort it. I mean, yeah, I'm not that bad drug guy.
God, wouldn't that be terrible?
Man, right?
Good God.
All right, continuing on with the Universal Monsters theme that we have been rolling with, covering all kinds. If you're not familiar, go to nightoflivingdreads.com. Go back. This is, I mean, hell, we started with Dracula. We went to Frankenstein. We did the Wolfman. We also did Phantom of the Opera. Mm-hmm. The Phantom was the last one that we did.
Yep.
Which brings us to The Bride of Frankenstein. Now, some may say, didn't you cover that in the Frankenstein episode? Absolutely, we did. We did talk about that. But here's the thing. The Bride of Frankenstein is unique in one way, and I think one way only.
Oh.
What other horror, female horror monster do you know of? I'll wait.
Well, if you think about it, Lily is a monster.
No, no.
Yes, she is. She's dead.
All right, I'm talking about a serious horror film. I'm not talking about monsters.
Tiffany even brought a Chucky.
Okay, but we are going, I mean.
Yep.
She and was the first.
Yeah, that's a nice little segue into that, too.
She was the first, okay? And as you mentioned, The Bride of Frankenstein is said to be, even by Sarah Karloff, of course, Boris Karloff's daughter, said to be the one remake, or not remake, but, you know, sequel of the original that was better than the original. Let's just start with you, Jackalmonkey. What do you think about that? And then we're going to get into the influence, as you mentioned, The Bride of Chucky.
Yeah, like I said, it's been a while since I've watched it. I definitely need to go back and watch it again, for sure.
Oh, we'll wait.
But just, like, all the crazy little shit, like, with the fucking doctor, like Septimus, yes. Like him fucking having the little homunculi like growing, and then like him growing like the artificial brain for her, like, it's like, oh wow, holy shit, like that's what I thought was crazy about it, you know what I mean, set it apart from the other ones, because a lot of it was all body snatch, and of course, you know, they went and got body parts, you know, for the main part of it, you know, but they didn't steal someone else's brain like they did before.
Well, I mean, not only that, was Bride of Frankenstein pretty much picked up where Frankenstein left off, where he was being tracked down by a mob for, pretty much led by the little girl who, you know, it was said that he drowned. And her father is, you know, for the most part, leading this mob. And I think it all happened in, what, a windmill? And, what happened, was it Henry?
Yeah.
That was the little girl's father, right?
I believe so, yeah.
I believe so. He ended up falling in the water, in the trenches, and, the monster had already tumbled in this, and it was said that the monster killed Henry, the girl's father. I'm pretty sure, you know. I mean, we're flying on a whim here, so give us a break. Hey, Jody, give me a break.
Give you a break.
Yeah, you heard me.
Break me off a piece of that Chrysler car.
Oh my god. So, but I mean, for the most part, I mean, the movie is really based on this mob chasing still the monster around, because it all comes full circle. You know, at the end, it all comes, you know, back to that. But here's what, two reasons. I mentioned one. Here's two reasons that Bride of Frankenstein stands alone, not only in horror movies, but in the Frankenstein franchise. One being, as I mentioned, when you think of female horror monsters, you can't help but think of Bride of Frankenstein. You always think of the weird hair, which we'll get into some of that. But two, it was the first time you ever heard Frankenstein speak. The monster speak. I thought it sounded horrible. I'm not even going to lie. It said that Boris Karloff, he didn't like it. He was really much against the monster speaking. It went against what, you know, the atmosphere of the monster, you know.
Right.
What would you think about him speaking, Jackal Monkey? And then Mrs. Dredd, you better be thinking too.
I think it kind of added, like I said, they meant to, I guess, try to humanize him more, but it more of just sort of ended up eventually over time maybe being, like, comedic. More like fire, bad, you know, like.
Right.
Like,
I mean, it was like,
I see where they were going with it, but.
Death, good, alive, bad.
Bad, oh.
Friend, good. That was corny as fuck to me. How did you think of that, Mrs. Dredd? Was that was corny as hell, wasn't it? Fire, bad.
This guy's a fucking caveman.
Friends, good. Doctor, bad. Death, good. Go ahead.
Yeah, they should have just kept him silent. But I haven't really seen the Bride of Frankenstein all the way through.
That's all you need to know. I just told you everything you need to know.
The corny part of the movie?
That's it, really. That's all you need to know. Frankenstein speaks. Yeah. I mean, and that's one of
And
your
I said
favorites,
they should have kept
right?
him silent.
And you mentioned, I think, maybe on past, episodes, but Frankenstein is your favorite.
Right.
I mean, what do you think about walking around going,
no, they should
friends, good.
No, they should have never made him talk.
Right.
That's why I said they should have kept him silent.
Right. Exactly. Just like you. That's why you like Frankenstein so much. She's like, look, now I'm talking and everybody's laughing at me. Probably how Boris felt, right?
Good.
Sure.
Not really, but he didn't like that. He really didn't like doing that. He thought it was going to kill the, franchise. He actually ended up doing one more Frankenstein movie, and as his daughter mentioned in regards to the Bride of Frankenstein, Sarah mentioned, you know what? He said this would kill it. He was wrong. Because film history shows that this is probably one of the first. 1935 is when Bride of Frankenstein came out.
Yeah.
And this was one of the first sequels of a movie that actually was seen as better than the original. Do you see it that way, Jackal Monkey?
Like I said, it's been a long time since I've seen it. Whenever I was younger, Son of Frankenstein was actually my favorite out of all the Frankenstein movies. But I'm going to have to go back and
That was Karloff's third movie, right? Son of Frankenstein?
I'm not too sure.
Or did Lon Chaney Jr. play that one? Or was it? No, it was.
I think that Glenn Strange was in that one. I think that was Glenn Strange.
I've gone through everyone that's ever played Frankenstein. I'm bound to get one right.
I think it was Glenn Strange in that one. But like I said, I haven't seen him since I was young. Like, I was probably, it's been over 20 years since I've seen him, so. I definitely need to go back and rewatch all of them for sure.
There's a movie that is out. I'm sorry if I'm crunching. This is how laid back we are on the audio podcast.
Probably fuck it.
God damn.
Thank God they can't see me. Shit.
Potato chips. You're right. I probably got them all stuck in my beard.
Good.
There's a movie that was put out in 1998. By director Bill Condon. And it's a Universal movie. It's called Gods and Monsters. And this, I think, is going to be the next movie that me and Mrs. Dredd to look up after the recording of this here podcast. It was basically, it was made about, it's almost a documentary. It's supposed to be, you know, put out that way. It's what they call a period drama film. Partially fictionalized the last days of the director of Bride of Frankenstein and Frankenstein, James Whale.
Oh, shit.
Or James Whale, not Wales. And it goes along with that. You have people like Ian McClellan. Ian McKellen, who played
Magneto,
James Whale.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. Brendan Fraser is. He's in this. I'm gonna get down here to the cast, and Brendan Fraser plays Clayton Boone. We have Jack Betts. And if you go and watch the trailer, I don't think too many people is going to be in disagreement when I say that with the makeup and the way that they did Jack Betts, maybe it's the way he looks. I've never seen this guy, you know, how he really looks. He plays Boris Karloff. Now, he plays them in, you know, as Boris Karloff. There's another person who plays the monster, and that would be Amir Aboulela. Probably didn't say that very well, but
your enunciation, right?
You have people portrayed as Colin Clive, okay? Elsa Lanchester, who played the bride in the original. So that's something. There you go. There you go. Always bringing good stuff right there. You know, always.
You know what I thought was very interesting about The Bride of Frankenstein?
What's that?
All of the censorship and all the what's it like the bans and shit that came afterward, which I thought was very interesting. Like especially for a film for its time, and I mean it kind of got to laugh at it like. It was banned in Japan.
Yeah.
Right. For once, whenever the doctor had like the little miniature of Henry VIII, and he was like fucking with him with tweezers.
Yeah.
It got banned in Japan for that scene because it was like making a mockery of a king.
Oh.
So, I mean, it was really cutting edge at, you know, 1935.
Yeah.
I mean, these are things that hadn't been seen. And they were so iconic. You mentioned The Bride of Chucky. They were so iconic. Walk us through that scene. I know you remember that scene.
Yeah.
Me and Mrs. Dredd both watched this particular scene. It was like you couldn't think anything else.
Right? Like, yeah. Jennifer Tilly's sitting in the bathtub watching The Bride of Frankenstein. And then it's at the scene where she's about to, you know, be rebirthed. And then here comes fucking Chucky. Ah! Comes busting in. And fucking goes and she ends up kicking the shit out of him. And he knocks the fucking TV over into the bathtub as the electricity is hitting The Bride of Frankenstein.
Right.
She's getting electrocuted, getting, you know, murdered by Chucky so that he can use her fucking body, put her soul into the doll.
And
so it's like a whole rebirth thing. You know, it's fucking awesome.
It was great. And, you know, when you watch it, and I know probably a lot of our listeners have watched and seen Bride of Chucky. I'm sure it's nothing new to anyone, but when you watch that particular scene, it's that part when going back to, you know, Frankenstein talking, and he was like, "Life bad, death good," And when he says that, that's when Chucky comes barreling through the shower curtain, like, and she kicks his ass. He goes flying across the fucking, you know, room, hits the wall, pushes a little, like, cart that's got the TV that you were talking about playing The Bride of Frankenstein on. It was absolutely perfect. And then he raises his arms like, she's alive.
Right? It was perfect. Perfect, like, homage to that right there, man. It was fucking awesome. Homage.
Like
Homer.
Is it homage?
Homage.
Homage. Homage?
Homage?
What? Homage? We're gonna pay homage to Bride of Frankenstein and Bride of Chucky.
Grow me a beard and get me one of those hats.
Woo, right, man. Cart and buggy, motherfucker.
Hell yeah, shit. All right.
What else do we have to add to Bride of Frankenstein? Mrs. Dredds, go ahead. You had nothing. You pulled the mic in front of your face.
She's like, I got nothing.
You got nothing.
No.
She's like, no, duh. This is my thing, man. I come on here.
No,
because
most of the time I do know stuff.
No, you do. You know stuff.
But I really don't.
But again, it's the whole thing with, like, I don't know. I feel fucking bad again because it's like, you know, you want to feel bad for him because he didn't want to be fucking born into this fucking world. Like, it's been like that.
Right.
You know, and now you fucking put someone else in there too.
Right.
You know, like, holy fuck. Like, what the fuck were y'all thinking? Like, you know what I mean? Like, so that's, you know, by the end of the movie, you know, he realizes, you know, like, hey, this motherfucker fucked up. Like,
Jackal Monkey is available for children's birthday parties, bar mitzvahs, and such. Just contact him too. Nightmare Ninja Studios /bar mitzvah.
Keyword bar.
Oh my god,
dude. I don't even know what's going on.
I know, right? I had no idea what you were doing. I don't know how much we did this episode justice because it wasn't even on our radar.
Not really. Abby suggested it, so I was like, "Well, you know what? Well, fuck it. We'll try and do something.
We'll do something about it." So, Abigail, I hope this gets the stamp of approval.
Who are we doing next?
Oh, correct me if I'm wrong. This was also some bitch. I'm pretty sure that this was the most money that Universal Pictures had put into at that time as far as the monster movies go.
That could be true.
I don't, because I think
I don't have their financial records in front of me. I don't know how much.
I know the research. Well, the budget, it was a $397,000 budget. Which, even like back, I mean, fuck, this is fucking 1935,
right?
So, I mean, $397,000 back then, that's a lot of fucking money, dude.
Yeah.
That's a fuckload of money.
Oh, I just want to mention, you know, like, you know, we have to talk about, like, special effects and stuff. There was a little story about the scar on her neck.
Yeah.
The, you know, Bride of Frankenstein. That was never, ever seen. But, I should have wrote this one down because we talked about him so much. I figured that I would remember it. The special effects guy did Joe. What was his name? Come on, Jackal Monkey.
Damn it!
Come on, I'll be a son of a bitch.
I'll be a son of a bitch.
I almost started doing the Jeopardy thing.
I keep wanting to say Joe Pesci, but it's not Joe Pesci. It's like, sit down. Why? What was that? That wasn't even close to Joe Pesci. What am I trying to do there? Fill time. That's what I'm trying to do. I hate dead air. Did you find it yet, sir?
Not yet. I'm Googling it now, David.
Google special effects of Frankenstein. That's all we need.
This is what happens when you smoke pot before you do a show.
God damn.
Well, this is what happens when the state of Ohio gives me a medical marijuana card. Yeah. That's what happens.
This
there.
Is what happens when you send me Jack to the
Pierce.
Dispensary.
Jack Pierce. I was close. I said Joe Pesci.
God damn.
You had the right initials.
I had the right initials.
I knew there was a J and a P in there. Damn
right.
It.
Exactly. He was said to be kind of weird, actually. Elsa? Is that her name? Elsa?
Yeah.
The actress that played Bride of Frankenstein. What, Jody?
We lost Jackal Monkey.
No, he was coughing.
Oh.
No.
I was like, it went silent.
He knows how to work. I know, it is weird. You hear that weird
I'm not
style.
Using my phone this time, so it's actually me. It's actually me doing it. I'm not muting myself.
Right, yeah. I mean, it's all.
Well, I mean, I am muting myself, but I'm in control of it this time.
He's in control, man. He's like God of the mute, right?
Like Frankenstein.
Like Dr. Frankenstein. It's
badass.
Absolutely.
That man was fucking sweet.
Yeah, badass, that's sweet. Elsa Lanchester. Where was I going with her?
He was kind of creepy with her, I guess?
Well, not really creepy, but has been quoted to saying that he was just weird. That and other actors and actresses said that, you know, you didn't say hi to him first. He said hi to you first. It was his way, I guess, of gaining control. And even though there were only like two little scars on the neck of the Bride of Frankenstein, she said it was grueling. It was like hours upon hours with something that could have been done in like 10, 15 minutes. It was like 3 hours, two scars.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So she always said he was kind of weird about that, you know. So that kind of rubbed him, or I guess her, the wrong way. But I think it was Jack Pierce who was it 1959 ended up committing suicide.
Oh, wow.
Oh shit!
If I'm not mistaken.
Oh wow!
Man, I guess I better be right making a claim like that. I know, Jenny.
Let the hate mail come in.
I know. I figured it'd already be here, so I'm here with open arms.
Good, yeah. Arms wide open.
And there you go. That's our fellow good, Texan good. Right there. God damn right. Woo!
Oh, my God.
Doggy.
All right, I guess we have worn this conversation the fuck out.
Hey, I got nothing else.
I got nothing.
I haven't had anything.
You didn't start with anything, I wasn't much above that. But it was fun nonetheless. I hope everyone Absolutely. Listening to this one. Had as much fun maybe listening as we had recording it. Is that cliche as fuck? That is
good. Yeah.
I hope you had as much fun watching as we had. That's stupid.
God damn.
Dumb. Fucking dumb. All right. Episode 109.
Down the toilet.
Down the turlet, and I wish I had my shitter
sound. Right down the shitter.
Right on down the shitter. I'm about to bring that one back. That's a good old classic.
Yeah,
if you don't know where you can hear that classic, you can go to nightoflivingdreads.com. See how that segue works. That's badass. Nightmare Ninja Studios. A resident jackal monkey, of course, in Battle Haven. And if you're in the Texas area, go over there to Heart of Texas Autism Network. See what you can do. Jackal Monkeys artwork. Nightmare Ninja Studios is going to be over there in Mass. All proceeds, as you mentioned, go all to them.
Straight to them.
You don't get a damn dime, dude.
I don't get nothing. All goes to these kids, man. It's all about the kids.
Awesome. Skeleton Curiosities. Man, when you talk about your plate being full, it is full. Skeleton Curiosities, you have masks sitting over there in showcases, and you also do the little flea market of beer and crazy shit. Tell people where they can come and visit you, and tell us what you got coming up on the Battle Haven, my friend.
Yeah, Jay, like I said, it's a monthly market, Skeleton Curiosities. It's at the Bosque Plaza in Waco, Texas. We got one coming up the 27th. Like I said, I won't be there this month, but go and check out all the other badass vendors that are there. Lots of really cool and really cool people, awesome shows, all kinds of good stuff. Awesome. And tune in this Thursday at 7 Eastern, 6 Central on the Battle Haven. We got Warhammer Age of Sigmar and Gortrek, the Slayer. So tune in.
You can't be that Slayer!
Hey, everybody,
it's just the metal in me coming out.
Hey, right, fucking arrow.
This is Drex. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Jackal Monkey, thank you, sir.
Yeah, hell yeah. Always a pleasure.
Hey, we got big things coming up on the Scurry Face Show this Saturday. We have Mr. L.C. Holt. ScurryFace.com, Scurry Face Facebook page. Come and check us out.
Peace.
You said peace. it was so dumb.
No, it just came out.
I know, right? I haven't even stopped recording yet.